الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My ummah were given 5 things for Ramadan, which were not given to anyone except them. For them, the smell from the mouth of a fasting person is more sweeter to Allah than the fragrant smell of musk. On their behalf, the fish in the sea seek forgiveness for the fasting person until they break their fast. Allah prepares and decorates a special garden in Jannah every day. And then he says to it, the time is near when the faithful servants shall cast aside the great trials of the world and come to you. In this mind, the evil-minded shayateen are chained, so as not to reach unto all those evils to which they normally reach during other months besides Ramadan. And on the last night of Ramadan, they are forgiven." So the Sahaba thereupon inquired, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that last night the night of Laylatul Qadr?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "No, but it is only right that a servant should be given his reward on having completed his service." أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا سبقوا إنهم لا يعجزون. صدق الله العظيم. This ayat of the Quran, alhamdulillah, we just studied this morning in the tafsir in the town masjid. So it came into this tarawih also, so I thought I'll just repeat the same ayat again, what was done in the tafsir, which is very important. This ayat actually was revealed after the battle of, one of the battles, after the battle of Badr or something like that. And it is more in connection with the Jews, the Yahudis, who have been troubling us all along. So what they used to do, they used to enter into agreements with the Muslimin. We know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, then he entered into agreement with them. Then they broke the agreement. One agreement was that we will not help enemies from outside against each other. That was the agreement. But when the Battle of Badr took place, they helped. When the Battle of Uhud took place, when the Battle of the Trench took place. So they were always causing this kind of difficulties for the Muslimin. And generally, wherever they could cause harm and difficulty to the Muslimin, they used to do it. Besides that, this verse also is with reference to the Mushrikeen who were troubling the Muslimin all along, and the other enemies of Muslims. So those who were in the state of helplessness, like on Sunday we spoke about the persecution the Muslimin underwent, and when the battles took place thereafter, the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud and so forth, then there were those group of kuffar, mushrikeen, who were killed in the battle, like Abu Jahl, the chief of the mushrikeen, and others, they got killed. And obviously when the battle was in its full swing and the kuffar saw the getting hiding, then many of them ran away from there. And they saved their lives and they saved their souls. So they thought, you know, we are safe. Same thing happened in the Battle of Uhud also. There was a setback for the Muslimin. But generally we find that Allah Ta'ala granted the Muslimin a victory towards the end of the battle or a little later in the battle. But the Mushrikeen also got hiding there and they were those who ran away and who saved themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying with these fellows who ran away and who thought that they saved themselves, that they got away from the punishment of Allah. Those who got killed were punished by Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are from among the kuffar must not think that, you know, they ran away. They mustn't think they got away. They mustn't think that they slipped through the fingers, as we will say. They went through the net and they got away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who are supposed to be killed. Allah ta'ala knows who is not supposed to be. Allah knows who is supposed to be punished. Allah knows who is going to be punished later on. So by them running away, they mustn't think that they have defeated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahum la yu'jizun. They can't defeat Allah ta'ala. They can't overpower Allah ta'ala. They can't stop whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to happen. So they like kind of got away with that thing in mind. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they must not think in any way that they have overcome and they have, you know, dodged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can dodge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a kind of a comfort for the believers also who suffered at the hands of these mushrikeen, that you know what, that never mind. So if they ran away here, but they haven't run away, there is azab for them in this world. Or if not in this world, akhirat, Allah ta'ala will definitely catch them at that time. At the time of the death and the malakul maut is there, then they can't run away anyway, they are going to be caught. So besides that, we find that this ayat also fits in different situations, even in our era and in the era before us, where we find that many times there were tyrant rulers who, when they were at the peak of their rule, they thought that there was no one like them. They thought there was no one so powerful like them. And they resorted to every kind of oppression and every kind of persecution and torture. They subjected their people to the worst kind of enslavement, and the worst kind of oppression, you know, in such ways that it is actually makes the hair stand to read the stories of these people, how they destroyed, how they killed, how they took away lives of innocent people, how they raped the women, how they killed the children, how they destroyed property. And they thought they will not get away. So this will apply to them also. Until now it is happening, we find, in a more sophisticated way, that these people are carrying out punishments and they are carrying out bombing campaigns and they are carrying out all kinds of persecutions, all the latest, you know, advanced bombing techniques that they have got, what they call laser bombing, and they have got the carpet bombing, and they have got all different kinds of white phosphorus which they are throwing on a Muslimin. All these things they are doing. In fact, one of their leaders are such that if you have to count the amount of, you know, people they have killed, one human being hasn't killed so many flies in his life. Amount of people, thus one people, one of these rulers have killed of the Muslimin and of other innocent people for that matter, just taking away lives like that. So it could apply to them also, that they must not think that they were so powerful and they got away, and they think that, you know, they are not going to be caught. Innahum la yujizun, they can't defeat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever wrong is done here, sometimes they get caught and they are taken to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, and then they are tried and then they are locked up. But most of the time they get caught in the last part of their life. The fellow is coming in a wheelchair to the court. He's so bummed out already in any case. Now they come there, they've got a few more years left, so they get some sentence and they go sit in jail and they pass the 3 or 4 years. And obviously, I'm sure they might make a lot of ikram of them in jail also. They can't be making, you know, putting them through hard labor, whatever it might be. So they're not getting the real punishment. Allah says the real punishment they're going to get elsewhere. So that also is a comfort. Then the third thing is that forget about the rulers and that. Even people who in our era, in our circle sometimes, they think there's no one like them. They have got a sense of superiority and arrogance about themselves that they think they can deal with whomsoever they want, however they want to. So maybe in the position that they hold, the position of power, with the greatest amount of, you know, carelessness and impunity, they will cause difficulty to people. They will say what they want to. They will take away people's things. They will underpay them. They will overwork them. They will do all kinds of things. And those poor people got no recourse. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to say. So these poor people, they are at the mercy of these fellows. So they don't know what to do. They can't even go to court. They can't go to CCMA. They can't go to anybody, because whatever little they get, they're also going to lose out. And they are in such a sad and such a defenseless position. So they also must know the same thing, that innahum la yujizun. Allah Ta'ala does not sleep. Allah Ta'ala is aware. Allah Ta'ala is awake, and they will get caught for whatever kind of punishment or any kind of zulam that these people that were on top of them had made. Then you get the court cases nowadays. You find sometimes the criminal gets away because he got a very good lawyer, and the lawyer knows the in and outs of the law, and he comes with such loopholes, the poor magistrate also gets befuddled sometimes. Really. The magistrate becomes so intimidated because he also forgot his work. And he's not aware, really, of certain precedents and certain loopholes and certain play of words this way and that way. And the criminal, the big criminal, he gets away. Or sometimes there's money that is changed underhand and the criminal gets away. And the aggrieved party, poor people, they are out in the cold. They say, now look what happened here. We went to the court, we went to the law, we didn't get our relief there also. So that also we must remember is something that they can't get away. In this dunya, in the worldly court, yes, you can get away. But when it comes to the akhirat, when it comes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day, let us understand one thing very clearly. Allah ta'ala is going to make sure that justice is meted out. Does not matter who and what. It does not matter how big or how small. 1 cent, quarter cent, 1 rand, 1 million rand. Everything is going to be sorted out there. So in this way, we find that the final court case will take place there. And then where are these people going to run away? Yeah, in the world, they ran away. They got, you know, with all their influence, with all their contacts, with all their lawyers, with all their firepower and weapons and soldiers. They got away with a lot of things. There, they can't run away. There, they must know that they are going to be caught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala got amongst his attributes, one attribute is muqsit, one is al-adil, al-adl. That is, he is fair and he is just. And whoever has been wronged in any way, the attributes of justice and fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to manifest themselves fully, perfectly on the day of Qiyamah. No one is going to be shortchanged there, because if anybody is going to be shortchanged there, which is not going to happen, but if anybody is going to be shortchanged, what it will mean? It will mean that there is a flaw in the attribute of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala's attributes of fairness and justice are not flawed, they are not defective, they are perfect. So you know the very famous hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that in this world, if a ram or a sheep with horns attacked a sheep that did not have horns, made zulam, you see, powerful sheep, not poor little sheep. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to swap the horns and give the poor sheep, the bicharo, and he is going to now take revenge, and he's going to hit the big guy. And in this way, justice is going to be meted out. So the point is that this is the indication, and this is the example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fairness and justice when it comes to animals. What about human beings? You think we are going to get away from there? We can't get away. So there is comfort for those who are wronged, who they tried all the avenues, or they couldn't try the avenues, so they can say, okay, we leave it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort it out on the day of Qiyamah. Or there's also a lesson for those who think, you know, that there's no one like them and they can get away because they know the judge and they have got the power and they have got the influence. So here they must know the lesson that on the day of Qiyamah they also will not get away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.